listening to another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at fancypantsgangsters.com. Because those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet.
And they're off to the races with more Cosmic Slop.
Here it is, a new year. We are glad to be here. Hello, I am Joel.
I am Chuck, and the first podcast of 2010 is we took a...
As we ease our way into it.
Oh, banker's hours, gentleman's, busman's holiday, I must say.
We completely blew over the holidays. I had a pile of Christmas songs. We just never got around to it.
You know, Christmas will be there later.
Yeah, life got in the way and whatnot. But here we are, and we are ready to regale you with pop songs from the archives.
Yes, we go digging into groovy odd things, and we hope you'll think it's entertaining as well. Thank you. Thank you for checking it out, as always. Thank you for wandering over to CosmicSlop.com or however you may find your way to us.
If your pants are fancy,
yes,
watch out for those gangsters.
There's a lot of good offerings. There's us, and there's if you like the food in the restaurants, the Fancy Pants
guys. I know I do.
Yep, the well-fed guide. And you like the gaming?
I don't know. I don't have enough time to do this.
You like the ska stuff?
don't get me started.
Well, you know, the fine folks at Fancy Pants take care of them, and they help bring you us as we look today. Well, we'll start off anyway by going done under.
Man, we are taking a world tour.
That's true.
We're
going
to be going all over the darn place.
That's true.
Mostly English speaking, although there will be some Germanic content at a later part of the show, and also a fine Hispanic lass.
That's true.
Wow, we're actually front selling. We've never done that before. We're turning into pros. Kind of.
I don't know about that.
It's just sort of growing on us. And well, here we go. We are going done under though to a little group from Australia known as the Hoodoo Gurus. Although when they started out, they were Le Hoodoo Gurus.
Mm-hmm.
They dropped the Le after the. After their first single came out, and this is that first single from 1982.
Take yourself back that far. Think of an era in which MTV was barely off the ground, and they weren't really embracing alternative music in a big way.
It was an antipodean outpost of New Wave. New Zealand had split ends, but Australia, still wilderness.
My point being that this is an era in which you had to know people that turned you on to things to find out about stuff that you weren't finding other places, and you might see at a record store that somebody goes, well, if you like that, you should check out this.
Correctamundo.
And, word of mouth didn't involve, much more than mouths and your friends and people in the know. And maybe you heard this first single, or maybe you heard later Hoodoo Gurus and wanted to know more.
I know I did.
And that's where it started. The song is called what again?
Leilani. It's on the first of their 15 different record labels, an indie single from 1982, and it made a big old splash done under. Leilani by Le Hoodoo Gurus.
Cosmic Slop.
The podcast.
We'll be right back. So we go from Australia, which is British but not British, to Scotland, which is British.
Which is part of the Empire, but not British. Not England. And boy, that was really something. Apparently the Bay City Rollers in 1979, known just as the Rollers, had been listening to a lot of Cheap Trick.
It's really...
flailing around trying to make themselves relevant.
That's a decent little rock song. If you extract it from who it is and when it was, that's kind of the thing of hindsight. You get to go take something out of its context and go, I like that because I generally dig it. It's from 1979.
It's the title song of their swan song LP, Elevator.
Yep, the Bay City Rollers had become the Rollers. Their well-known lead singer was no more in the band. They got somebody new for that record and that song, and there were, let me check. Yep, zero hits of any kind. No one played that record, and it probably is in used bins across the country. It's really, I'm fascinated by it. I like it because it's a pretty decent little rock power pop song, but also the bleak and sad and depressing, pathetic lyrics on the whole thing. The front cover is a pill in an elevator,
a big
an open
red
pill.
Sitting in an elevator.
And then the song lyrics are all about being on the road and being strung out and wishing you could remember what it was like to be in a band when you were 11. There's a song about when you were 11 and wanted to make it famous, but now they're just lost in a bleary haze of
success has been so bad to them.
Ugh, it's depressing. Hey, but wasn't that a peppy song?
It was, and it sounded like... In color era Cheap Trick, because that's the records that they were listening to as they were recording it.
That teeny little hint of an instrumental lead in that comes before that song is actually called Stoned Houses Number 1. Mm-hmm. I skipped the long, droopy yellowish intro.
That was even too indulgent for a bunch of guys who were strung out on drugs at the end of their record careers. And speaking of depressing, oh my God, and I say oh my God, oh dear God, because Vicky Carr says it a lot in this ridiculous being to low self-esteem. This is three Grammy nominations for this single in 1967.
An enormous hit for Vicky Carr, an entertainment institution. Mm-hmm. Mostly, I think, for being entertaining in a broadly appealing way.
Correct, yes.
She sings
an entertainer in an old school fashion.
Very much so. Vicky Carr this weekend, all week long at the Sands. Mm-hmm. Vicky Carr and her Christmas TV special and special guests, mm-hmm. you know, Bob Hope and Sammy Davis Jr. will drop by.
Vicky Carr herself, well, it is a nom de showbiz. I couldn't even begin to tell you her original her regular name, because she is out of the West Texas town of El Paso. She is Hispanic, and most of her recording these days is done in Spanish.
She's done very, very well in the Latin charts and sings up a storm. She's almost 70 years old these days.
Florencia Vicenta de Casillas Martinez Cardona from El Paso, Texas.
Otherwise known as Vicky Carr.
But It Must Be Him, the title track of the album of the same name from 1967. Vicky Carr was all over the charts with this. Made it to number 3 on the pop charts in the U.S.
Very successful, very bleak. I do ask,
Jesus, listen to this song.
She's sad. She wants no more of this man.
It's not sad, it's pathetic.
Well, but then, you know, the phone rings. Oh, but it's you. Oh, I hope it's you.
I'm going to get over it, but oh my God, it's the phone. Oh, it's got
go
it.
Away.
Oh, Jesus.
I've lost him forever. I want nothing to do with you. There'll be another, and the phone rings.
And listen to the floor tom, to the drums in the background, because you know, as the first verse and chorus ends, it sounds as if she just fell off of her chaise lounge onto the ground, collapsed in a heap. It really is a remarkable piece of musical pathos. So enjoy, why don't you?
It's
Vicky Carr, It Must Be Him.
Cosmic Slot.
The podcast.
I tell myself what's done is done. I tell myself don't be a fool. Play the field. Have a lot of fun. It's easy when you play it cool. I tell myself don't be a chump. Who cares? Let him stay away. That's when the phone rings and I jump, and as I grab the phone I pray. After a while, I myself again. I pick the pieces off the floor, put my heart on the shelf again. He'll never hurt me anymore. I'm not a puppet on a string. I'll find somebody else someday. That's when the phone rings. And once again, I start to pray. Let it please be him. Oh, dear God, it must be him. It must be him. Or I shall die. Or I shall die. Oh, hello, hello, my dear God. It must be him. Thank you.
Hey, that was pretty groovy.
I like that quite a bit. That is a group out of Philadelphia called The Quickest Way Out, and a song called Tick Tock Baby, Quarter to Love.
It's Quarter to Love. And they work that extended metaphor for a good 2 minutes and 45 seconds of the hot, soul-stomping, breakbeat-laden action.
It's pretty needy. The producer is a guy named Ollie McLaughlin, the guy responsible for Cool Jerk by the Capitals, and a Barbara Lewis song. Barbara Lewis wrote that song,
Hello,
actually.
Baby. No, she was responsible for the B-side of that, which was...
Oh,
Hello, Baby,
I got it backwards.
The Barbara Lewis song. But
a solid staple of some great big classic hits and as well out of Detroit, as well as a slew of you know, dance floor rare soul collector fodder.
Exactly. And that was from 1974. The dawn of the disco era, and it is solid funk. And why that?
A peppy palate cleanser.
A peppy palate cleanser, exactly. And why that didn't get 3 Grammy nominations as opposed to that
Vicky Carr
pathetic
song.
Vicky Carr schmear that we heard before? I don't know.
She was so giving it all up for that man who hurt her but broke her heart, and yet she was going to bring him back at the hint of a phone call.
Oh, you know, the up-tempo sentiment doesn't sell as well as the malaise.
No. But occasionally,
speaking of malaise,
malaise doesn't quite do it. What about outright irritation and pissed off, grumpy old man?
Inarticulate disenchantment. There's something wrong, and I don't know what it is, but it's bugging me.
Whether you're talking about the political right, the political left, it doesn't matter. There is no end to the supply of disgruntled Americans who are unhappy with the current state of affairs, which are unlike that which I wish it would be.
That's right.
Where's the better that I'm supposed to be getting?
Where is my more money? Where is my more fame?
And why?
Where is that flying car that you promised me? What's wrong with this thing, and why doesn't it work? I used to be able to lift my arm up to here. These pants are too tight, and they ride up.
I refuse to pay too much for this burrito.
I'm not going to pay a lot for this muffler.
No.
No.
I don't.
And another thing.
There are people who are making fun of me. There are people who think they're smarter than me who are in charge, and I am unsatisfied with the business that they are sticking in my nose.
I can't take my children to the movies without pornography and swearing, goddammit.
There is a whole subgenre of complaint records. Sometimes they come off as being... as being, you know, patriotic, and they are. Well, what we're about to hear, we're going to play one of these. What you're about to hear...
It is a prime example of the genre.
But it comes around in the end to being, I think, a little more altruistic and positive than most. Some of them just end up with...
I suppose,
You know, and your little dog, too, you know, poke in the eye.
And boy, you watch me at the polling place, and I'm gonna vote just as inarticulately and uninformedly as I just ranted for the last 4.5 minutes. here's the formula. You take disgruntled white guy, give him a big glass of coffee and sit him down with the Battle Hymn of the Republic playing in the background and just set him loose. What's your beef? What's your beef, Harry D. Cup?
That's the guy's name. His name is
Harry Cup. It's one of his various different noms de plume.
He's a radio guy with a lot of different on-air names, and Michael Christian was one of them. But Harry
Nobody
D.
really
Cup.
Knows what his name is because he used so many pseudonyms. We don't know what it is. He's a mystery wrapped in an enigma.
But in 1980, in the dawning of the Reagan Revolution, a giant font of disgruntled white guys, if there ever was one. In the dawn of the Reagan Revolution in 1980, Harry D. Cup recorded this song called Sick American, in which he, well, picture it this way, right before somebody pressed the record button, somebody, you know, into the headphones or right in the studio next to him said, so what do you think about stuff? you got any beefs, like you say? And then they let him go.
Yeah, how about that? How much it cost you to fill up that car you drove in?
Right oh, today? Man. Well, he gives it to everybody.
Then, yeah, oh, boy.
He gives it to everybody, and everybody's out against him. He hits, which he believes.
He hits all of the all the points of contention for your average disgruntled white guy. There's fussing, there's guns, there's swearing, there's pornography, there is walking down the street and people wanting to kill you just for holding hands.
Hey, the
and gas is expensive.
Yep, the current political right and the Tea Party movement, they can count Harry D. Cup right among them where he's still living today.
It is not a phenomenon that is unique to today. It's just
another version of it.
You know, I think probably the very first pieces of human writing that weren't, you know, pictures of deer with guys throwing spears at them were people bitching about how expensive grain was. You know, that's the kind of stuff that comes down.
This rock is heavy. Harry D. Cup and Sick American here on Cosmic Slop.
The podcast.
There are many who claim ours is a sick society, that our country is sick, that we are sick. Well, maybe they are right. I submit that I am sick, and maybe you are too. I am sick of being told that policemen are mad dogs who should not have guns, but that criminals who use guns to rob, maim, and murder should be understood and helped back to society. I'm sick of the lack of concern for victims of all crimes, while most seem to pity the criminal and his rights. I'm sick of Supreme Court decisions which turn criminals loose on society, while other decisions try to take away my means of protecting my home and family. I'm sick of not being able to walk down the streets with friends or hand in hand with loved ones for fear of bodily harm or even death. I'm sick of not being able to take my family to a movie unless I want to have them exposed to nudity, homosexuality, and the glorification of narcotics. I'm sick of being told that pornography is the right of the free press, but that freedom of the press does not include being able to read the Bible on school grounds. I'm sick of busing and what it has done to all of our children of all races. I am sick of the decline of personal integrity and human compassion. I am sick of the I don't give a damn or what's in it for me attitudes of my neighbors. I am sick of seeing fellow Americans doing without while foreign aid is at an all-time high. I am sick of the middle-class Americans carrying a greater percentage of the tax burden, while other segments of the system have more loopholes than a sieve. I'm sick of cynical attitudes towards patriotism. I'm sick of those who say I owe them something when I have looked down both ends of a gun barrel to defend their rights, their liberties, and their families. I'm sick of the small, two-bit countries overpowering our embassies, making a mockery of our flag and the freedom it truly stands for. I'm sick of the dual personalities of many of our politicians with no backbones. I'm sick of the limp-wrist approach many of our government officials endorse, and now men losing their jobs for displaying the American flag on their hard hats. I'm sick of the OPEC nations putting the oil squeeze on this country, but I'm even more sick at our own country's oil companies tightening the noose on fellow Americans. I am sick of government telling me to conserve energy and travel less, and yet doing little or nothing to tighten its own belt. Most of all, though, I'm sick of being told that I am sick. I'm sick of being told that my country is sick, when we have the greatest nation that man has ever brought forth on the face of this earth. Fully 50% of the people on earth would willingly trade places with the most deprived, the most underprivileged among us. Yes, I may be sick, but if I am only sick, I can get well. I can also help my society and my country get well. Take note, all of you, I will refuse to malign my country's founding principles, but will offer viable alternatives to our problems. I'll be at work paying taxes, serving in the community where I live. You will find me contributing my time, money, and personal influence to helping churches, hospitals, charities, and other establishments which have shown the true spirit of this country's determination to generate brotherhood, eliminate hunger, and ease pain and suffering, as displayed by our great Canadian neighbors in our time of need. Most of all, you will find me at the polling place. There, if you listen, you can hear the thunder of the common man. There, all of us can cast our votes for an America where people can walk the streets without fear. God bless America.
Zauber macht, wächst du meine Lenden auf. Deinen Augen kann ich mich nicht entziehen. In deinen Augen muss ich hoffnungslos verglühen. Du bist die Schönste. Für mich gemacht. Süßer Käfer, dein Sexappeal, der haut mich um. Du bist der Schönste aller Hexen. Alles an dir ist reiner Sex. Wenn ich dich kriege, zeig dir mein Zauberstab die Liebe.
Imagine what Harry D. Cup would have thought of a fade German singing about showing you his magic wand of love.
That would have probably sent him into apoplexy. Probably just, you know, his brain wouldn't have been able to handle that much.
Holy Moses.
Double entendre and sexual illusion and naughty.
And foreignness, Europeanness.
Foreignness would be so awful.
From 1982, that's Zaza with the Zauberstab.
Zaza was a guy, and Zauberstab was his one big hit.
Mm-hmm. And one hit wonder in Germany.
It was banned because of the whole reference to I'm going to show you my magic wand of love. And so the radio didn't want to play that, but you know that only, of course, drives up sales. Mm-hmm. And people later have covered it. In recent years, there have been four or five different German bands and artists that have covered it in different ways.
It's a favorite. It's like Don't Stop Believin' in Germany. Everybody does a version of it.
Including, we have to say this, a German band named Oomph.
with a guitarist named Krapp.
The guitarist for the German group Oomph, his name is Krapp. They would say Krapp.
yeah, he plays like Krapp.
He plays like Krapp.
But it looks like crap.
It does, but it sounds a little bit better than crap.
Yeah, well.
But Zauberstab. It's so much fun to say.
Neue Deutsche Welle.
And before that was
that was Sick Americans by Harry D. Cup.
He is angry, and think about different disgruntled Harrys of other eras when you hear anybody ranting today about whatever that is.
Yeah.
Whatever it is that gets them going.
Yeah, lucky that particular bus ride was only 4.5 minutes long. We didn't have to didn't have to sit in traffic too long with that guy.
Pretty sure we talked about that song longer than the actual song was.
Oh, but it's so much fun. What, you know, get up a righteous head of disgruntlement, and who knows what pops out.
I'm very angry. demand to be heard.
I know. This gruel tastes terrible, and such small portions.
Exactly.
Oh.
Well, that brings us to a close of another six-pack O Songs in the Cosmic Slot podcast.
Yep, here we are.
I am Chuck.
I am Joel.
And we hope you'll find us next time. We'll promise to make shows more frequently than this generous and languorous holiday break we just gave ourselves.
But see, it's all the more delicious for the wait.
Yes, it's true. You can find us as usual in all the usual online places.
CosmicSlop.com.
You can go find your way to downloading
Fancy Pants Gangsters.
Fancy Banks Gangsters and Evan. Those are the crew that host the show, and they take care of all our electronic needs. You can find us on Facebook. And,
yeah, I never go there anymore, but
I do.
Yeah.
I do. You should. It's where all the cool people are.
I know. I gotta connect.
You're missing out. You should start a Tumblr blog and then start Twittering and get yourself a posterous site. You really need to start getting wired up. The world's passing you by.
Man, I used to Twitter when I was a teenager, but I grew out of it.
Well, you know, all the better for all of us. But please do find us online. Send us email, and we'll acknowledge it somehow.
Yes, we will. We will actually acknowledge it, and we will continue to produce fine quality entertainment for your delectation.
And you know what?
What?
To Rory of Bellingham, Washington.
Thank you for the package and the
CD. He sent us a little package with some tunes and implored us in writing. He sent us actual mail to say, please start making your shows again. And that's an awfully
kind...
You
shamed us into doing this.
Exactly. It's a kind gesture, sir.
Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure to have you listening. With that, we'll sign off. I hope you enjoy the mellifluous tones of Lello and his Visconti sending us off.
And please dig deeper into the multimedia content for this particular program, because you will find it very entertaining.
Go to the forums. Go to the what do you call it? The message boards on fancypantsgangsters.com.
We will show you what Zaza looks like.
We will be there, and wait till you see.
You will not be able to see a Zauberstab de Liebe because it's hosted on YouTube and they don't let you
see
censored.
That kind
of stuff.
So keep your Zauberstabs pointing for the stars, mm-hmm. and feet on the ground or something like that. I am Chuck.
I am Joel.
It's Cosmic Slot.
The podcast.
See you next time.
Thank you very much.